The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. Government safety engineers have unveiled a prototype for a new drunk driver detection system.
The alcohol detection system will measure the alcohol in a driver's blood in less than a second. If it is above 0.08, the legal limit in all 50 states, the vehicle won't move.
More after this from Charlie. People who have been convicted of drunk driving are sometimes required by the judge to install an interlock device, which they have to breathe into to prove that they're sober before they can start the car. But now, the big three automakers are cooperating on a prototype for a built-in alcohol detection system that doesn't require the driver to do anything except not be drunk.
The breath-based technology pulls the driver's exhaled breath into a sensor, which could be located in the driver's side door or in the steering column as the driver breathes normally. A beam of infrared light is then directed at the molecules in the breath.
It's like a continuous breath test. So if at any point the driver becomes intoxicated, the car would start honking the horn or roll to a stop. Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico is convinced the number of lives saved will be worth the money.
It could be in the range of 59,000 lives over 15 years and up to $343 billion in cost to our society.
The American Beverage Institute, which represents over 8,000 restaurants, opposes this system, saying it'd be too expensive and would end up marooning even social drinkers. But one of the engineers on the project says that one day, people will wonder how we ever got along without it.
I refer to it typically as the seatbelt of our generation.
Now all they have to do is figure out how to get the sober drivers to keep their eyes on the road. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.